877-937-9505. This program is made possible by the support of local Kalman attorney Melvin Haystack. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And no lawyer on this show actually helped write that disclaimer. And now, here's your host for Understanding the Law, Big D, Daryl Metherly.
Welcome back to another edition of Understanding the Law. Kalman attorney Marvelous Melvin Haystack is actually doing basketball practice with the kids. I guess he coaches one of the local teams, I guess at a local school, so he has to go be coach. I can't imagine Melvin as a coach.
He's getting them stirred up today.
Yes,
he said he was a softie.
Is he a softie? Oh, my. With us tonight, Kalman Sheriff Matt Gentry is in the house, so we have replaced Melvin with Matt, so now he's part of Triple Threat with Big D and Danielle. So welcome again to Understanding the Law, Matt.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. So we're going to talk on the rodeo that you have going on this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
That's right. This is our one of our busiest weeks of the year. We have our rodeo kicking off this week. And we've been at the Ag Center every day. We've got guys up here that's preparing, and we'll kick off the special needs rodeo Thursday morning.
Awesome. Now, and what time does that begin?
It begins at 9 and ends at 1.
9 a.m. Yep. to 1 p.m. for mm-hmm. the special needs. And now, yep. Are the special needs children, are they just mainly from Kalman?
Yeah, we invite all the county schools, the city schools, and the private schools, and then the Margaret Jean Jones Center comes okay. too.
So all of them will be coming in prior to 9 a.m. and getting seated.
That's right.
And
we'll start unloading buses about 8:15 because all of our resource officers will be there with their children
right.
That they bring from their school, and we'll start unloading about 8:15.
So tell me, doing the rodeo, all these guys with their horses and all this, are they local guys from Kalman, or where are they from?
It's from all over the southeast. You have right. a lot of our local cowboys that come up and do. But see, our rodeo is the first for the 2018 season.
Okay.
Even though it's in December of 2017, we're 2018 season. So the cowboys will come, and they'll hit Friday and Saturday night. This is the first point for their PCA for their region.
Okay. And why don't you tell us some of the things that the cowboys do out there for the kids?
Oh, the Thursday is just most of the cowboys Thursday are local okay. cowboys and cowgirls. And they'll put on a show, everything from steer wrestling to bull riding. They'll do team roping, the whole nine yards for
wow.
the kids. And they love it. It's special for them. And once we finish that portion of it, then we transition to starting our hay rides. And this year we've done something a little different. The first year we were able to take the kids outside. Well, we know it's probably going to be yep. real cold. And we had wagons that have been turned into covered wagons now.
Okay.
And so the kids getting on the hay ride, they can get on there and stay warm. And then we'll have stick horse racing, roping, and all that going on in the center arena. And then one of our professional cowboy announcers, Adam Gibbs, who's a local guy,
yep.
he dresses up like Woody off Toy Story.
Okay.
And he'll be there with the kids, and like I said, he'll be taking
that.
Care of them and just has a blast.
That sounds good. Mm-hmm. And how long have you been doing this?
The rodeo started here in 1998. This is our third year since being in office to do it. We were able to get with Corey Harbison and get legislation passed in 2015 to make sure the rodeo's here and stays, you know, as long as
That's
the good
awesome.
Lord's willing.
That's awesome.
And Friday night, Friday and Saturday nights are regular rodeo. That kicks off with the regular rodeo.
So is there anything different on the regular rodeo versus Thursday as far as the cowboys go and what they're going to do?
It is different. I mean, the events and the longevity of the events and everything, it's a little different. What we do Thursday is just for the kids.
Right.
So.
Now, what's the times on Friday and Saturday?
Gates open at 5:30, and the rodeo kicks off at 7:30. As we get ready for the rodeo, we do a lot of kids events out there. We kind of have what they call like the hay pile. We'll have a bunch of toys out there. They're donated by K. Fisher Company, and so the kids we get them in a circle, and then they dive in. Toys. Yeah. So we always tell the parents, hey, take their cowboy hats off.
Exactly.
They're diving and losing stuff, and then next thing you know, you got another kid with a cowboy hat on. So, but they have a good time. And then we do a special Veterans Day program before the rodeo kicks off. And this year we're honoring World War II veterans, so we're getting all of them scheduled to be there.
Wow, that's neat.
So.
Look, you know, one of the things that I like, of course, is the bull riding.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, many years ago, and I'll be honest, I never was really into it, okay? So one time I went to Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center, PBR, and I had such a blast. And, you know, even had some of the local DJs out of Birmingham that actually jumped on a bull, and he lasted like 1.8 seconds.
Okay.
Well, now, that would be me.
Is that asking for, like, an invitation to ride a bull this week?
No, it's not.
Okay, now, I mean, you know. I will
volunteer Danielle, though.
Oh, okay. We've got stock contractors. They got some good bulls.
I got Johnny Bates on here who says, hey, Matt, you going to ride a bull this year?
No, I'll probably just watch people ride bulls.
Yeah. One of the things about riding bulls here in Coleman at the Ag Center is you have the railing.
Yep.
So you want to keep your kids off the rails.
Oh, yeah.
Their horns are clipped, most of them.
Yep.
But they will hit them rails.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Come that close from hitting you.
Yes. Well, and that's our stock contractor, 4L and Diamond S, Charlie Lowry and Ross. They actually have stock in the rodeo finals this weekend and this week. So they're a good stock contractor.
That I just love to watch it. I mean, and actually I went back the year after that, you know, and it used to. I don't know if it is the finals were in Las Vegas every year.
They're still in Las Vegas. Like yep, they're still this weekend. It should be this weekend.
I mean, and you see some of these guys, and they are so beat up from these bulls just running over them, and it's just how in the world do you do that on a yearly basis? And I guess that's their regular job because, I mean, they get some major sponsors.
They do.
To sponsor them, and I don't know what they sponsor besides some good leather clothes or something.
Well, like I said, you know, if you get motivated, we can get you on the bill.
Yeah, I think I'll pass.
You make the announcement about the tickets. We've got two calls.
Oh, hey, look, check this out. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to the rodeo. So the fourth caller right here at Live 95.5, it's 256-737-9505. Matt has donated three pair of tickets to What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page, and so we're going to go ahead and give a pair away right now on Live 95.5 and probably two more pair on What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page. Caller number four is going to win a pair of tickets to this Friday or Saturday?
Friday or Saturday.
Either one. So you get to get in free, man. How cool is that?
Two adult tickets.
Yep.
All right. Well, look, Matt, we're just going to hang out for a second because I'm sure we're going to have a winner here in a second. How cool is this? Yeah, if y'all would just put the winner's name up here on the screen, I will announce who the winner is. And the fourth caller. Look, so Matt, you know, I've been running this page for like 3 years, What's Happening to Coleman. I give away so much stuff, it's unbelievable.
That's right.
And as soon as I put something out there, it's amazing how many hits, because everybody wants something for free.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have literally put up things for Carlton's restaurant to give away a free lunch and have over 50,000 hits at the snap of a finger. It's crazy.
Okay.
Lisa Bates, caller number four. She is the winner. So, Lisa, we're going to get back in touch with you, and we're going to give you a free pair of tickets for this weekend.
I think it's Lisa's birthday this weekend.
Lisa Bates.
It may be. I think I heard it was.
Lisa Bates' birthday. What a birthday gift.
I'm friends with her.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I think it's her birthday.
Look, Matt Gentry
just
fixed you up with some tickets. And I think, you know what? We've seen them at the lighting of the Christmas thing Saturday night when round two was playing, and they had their little grandbaby with them.
Yep.
What a doll.
Head full of hair.
Not unlike me, but, I mean, what a cutie. So, congratulations, Lisa. We will get you the tickets probably tomorrow in your hand. So, everyone listen to make sure that you watch on the What's Happening to Coleman Facebook page tomorrow. We'll give away another pair tomorrow. All right, so Matt, in the past, about how many people have came to the rodeo?
Well, Last year it was a full house, so I'm going to say over probably 4,000.
4,000.
Yeah.
I don't even know what
and that's each night.
I don't know what the capacity is up there. Do you know?
That's about full.
Is it?
Yeah, that's about full. So it ends up standing room only. So
wow. And thank goodness, you know, usually with that other lot, there's plenty of parking up there.
That's right. So. We'll have deputies parking people out there, so it's easy to get to, easy to get out when they need to leave. So, and Good Hope Fire Department, they've always been a big supporter. They're out there helping us park cars, too.
Awesome.
So those guys do a great job.
Is there any chance they might valet me?
I don't know. They might.
Oh, look, you're friends with Matt. You park yourself, buddy.
Dave's going to take up three parking spots from the park.
Look, I can't help. Look, let me ask you this. I see what you drive.
Mm-hmm.
You have the same problem that I do. I can't go in a regular parking spot. I can't do it.
Yeah,
My truck's so big. I go to Walmart, free plug. I have to park at the end because I cannot get in a regular parking spot.
I always park at the end because I've been told if you park at the end, you get more exercise.
Well, there you go.
You know what he says to me? I drive the Miata, and he'll tease me about taking up two parking spots.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, I don't because that car's so little.
Yep.
But then...
I admit it. I admit it. I've had this truck for 3 years, and I cannot park in a regular parking spot. I can't do it.
The only time he does it is when we go to the beach.
Yep.
He'll park... He'll get it right, just square, right in the middle of the
line. So, yeah. One of these days, I'm going to get rid of that truck and get me a real car that I can actually go into a...
big decamp park.
I can't park. I swear I can't. Good thing the police don't follow me. They'll give me a ticket for taking up two spots or three spots or something.
That's right.
Jeez.
So what are you going to do? Rocking bulls, what? Bronco?
Well, track? I'm thinking the horse on the stick is what I'm thinking.
Okay. That's my speed.
I could run around the arena or something.
Yeah, horse on a stick or a very broke horse.
I know, exactly, and that's exactly what I need. But you know what? I think I could actually hang on a bull. I really do. I'm not saying it would last more than 2 seconds, but I think I might could do 2 seconds.
Yeah, there was a video of the first year. There was a guy that had never been on a bull. And he got on one, and it didn't last long.
Really?
Yeah, and it was a flip and landed on his head, and it was pretty rough.
But what is it, 8 seconds that you got to stay on?
Mm-hmm.
Eight?
I think I could do it, but it's not a girl thing.
Look, eight seconds would last a lifetime being on top of that bull.
Could you imagine that live 9,000-pound bull?
No, I could not.
Traveling it?
I could not.
I traveled a horse, but a horse and a bull are two different things.
Yeah.
So, like, are bulls just always angry or something for you to get on it and it just go crazy as soon as you leave that gate or what?
They got to be something.
are they poking them with the spurs or something?
Oh, they'll kick them with spurs now.
Really?
Yeah.
So I guess that gets them fired up really quick.
Yeah, you kick me with a spur, I'd probably get fired up quick, too.
But look, what about these guys out there that's actually clowns? You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's a great thing. Dusty, he's our rodeo clown. Today and tomorrow, he's hit all the schools. He's going to schools and going and seeing the kids, and that's really what makes the program great
because
the kids love it. Teachers love it, you know. But him and Adam Gibbs today were going with one of our lieutenants from the sheriff's office, and they were hitting all these schools and seeing the kids, and they just love it.
Does he actually dress up as the character?
Oh, yeah, no, he's in his clown outfit.
That would fire the kids up.
They love it, yeah. Which I told him, I said, you know, clowns take a bad rap now.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's scared of clowns.
That's all the kids are talking about, it's radio right now.
Yep.
That's all they want to do is go to the radio.
I mean, but don't they have the little thing, the little barrels that they jump in or something?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Look, I'd be in that in a second. Can you imagine a bull running after you? Absolutely not. I'd be in that little barrel so quick.
I've been chased once or twice.
Look, I would be the only clown that would trip and have a horn up my butt and be slung up in the fan section probably.
Johnny Reb says, big day if someone jumped on your back, you'd slung them off too.
Yeah. Probably would. Oh, man.
But no, it's a good time for everybody. It's good, clean fun for the community.
Exactly.
You know, being with the deputies, and that's our main goal is for the community and law enforcement to be together, you know, and just have a good time with their families.
So what's the ticket prices for kids and adults?
$10 for adults, $8 for kids.
Okay.
And we try to keep the food prices very cheap. It's $1 for a hot dog and I think $2 for a hamburger.
Wow.
We just try to keep it real cheap.
That's cheaper than going to an Alabama game, I can tell you that.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I went to the first game. I think I give like $9 for a hot dog or something. Mm-hmm. I'm like, and the bad thing was I paid for it.
Yeah.
$8 for a Coke. No wonder the universities are rich.
That's right. That's we try to keep it cheap and affordable. Yeah.
Loaded nachos was
$15. Oh, wow.
It was crazy. You know, and that's our goal is make it affordable.
Exactly.
For families to bring your kids and stuff. And then that's our goal with it. Because if you do that, then people can come and afford to come.
Right. And really in my theory, I think that the police should have more interaction with the community.
Yeah.
You know, because the police get such a bad rap.
Sure.
And in today's crazy world, I mean, you see it every day on the news.
Yeah. And that's, you know, with us and the deputies, you know, it's just there's no better event to bring them together.
Exactly.
And just good fun. And it's a good time. The kids love it. The deputies love it. You know, the deputies volunteer their time to work it. And we just enjoy it.
That's awesome. Exactly how many officers do you have working for you in the county?
We have 146 employees. I have about 85 deputies. That's, you know, been to the academy and all that.
Right.
I run 46 in the jail. Employees in the jail, so it's a
wow.
pretty big staff.
That's huge.
Well, we answered 48,000 calls this year for service just in the county.
48.
Yep. 48,000.
Holy smoke.
Yep.
I know you're probably not a mathematician like me, but I wonder how many that is a day that you probably get.
We average about 117 a day.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Just the sheriff's. I mean, not that I know that, but I know that
117 calls a day.
Mm-hmm. And we're seeing a 3,000 to 4,000. A call increase a year, you know, and that's what happens anytime you grow.
Right,
you have economic growth and growth, people moving in. Unfortunately, you're going to have more calls and more things to deal with.
Because I mean, Coleman. I moved here in 1978.
Yeah.
You know, and Coleman was basically a ghost town then.
Sure.
Okay, now it's insane how much it's grown.
Well, you got to remember our lake population from the spring to the fall triples.
Right.
So that population triples during that time, and so, you know, you're going to deal with more calls, and that's one of the reasons that we're building our substation out at Crane Hill. You know, we're doing a substation / senior citizen site, and the seniors needed a new building, and we needed a new substation out there because we didn't have one.
Right.
And, you know, and it keeps deputies and helps on response call and those time and that kind of thing for their calls.
That's just amazing how much work that your guys have to do every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's busy. We're averaging right now about 415 inmates a day in our jail.
Wow.
When we took over in 2015, we had 285.
And how many does it hold?
We're about 487.
Wow.
So that
just really amazes me about the calls, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be in Coleman, that's a lot of calls.
It is. It's a lot of calls for service.
Yeah, and I think, of course, social media with Facebook, you know, and you get updates all the time. But to me, it seems like over the last few months, I have seen more wrecks, mm-hmm. you know, here in Coleman. And I think there was one maybe in front of Jack's Hamburgers earlier today mm-hmm. where a car flipped over or something.
Well, that was a stolen car.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. There was a deputy behind that one. No, we had a... We had a guy we've been looking for on some thefts, and a victim was working on their farm. See a guy steal their truck, and the deputies, they gave it to us, and the deputies, you know, they got on the guy immediately on 278 and headed in, and he turned on 157 and wrecked there at Jack's, and we arrested the guy, and his name's Dylan Lloyd. He's from Bluntsville, you know, Blount County. And he'd already been a suspect in another theft. And so it was good to get him in jail. But that shows you that there's no boundaries.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, there's no boundary lines. And you get somebody from another county that comes over here looking to steal, cause problems. And then when they do, you know, they have no disregard for human life, you know, the citizens or the deputies or themselves. And it's something that you deal with, and he's where he needs to be. He's in jail.
Exactly.
And Lord willing, he'll be there with a for us, you know, for a while. You know, so he doesn't have a bond right now, and you know, we're hoping we can keep him for a while.
Well, one or two of our friends just recently had their vehicle stolen,
mm-hmm.
and one of them in Gunnersville while they were fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what I wonder, Matt, is what are these people doing with these vehicles once they steal them? I mean, are they going to a chop shop, or are they doing it just for fun, for kicks, and then
What we're seeing is they're stealing them to take the stuff off of it, you know, especially work trucks, tools, stuff like that they can get rid of, and then a lot of times they'll just ditch the truck.
Okay.
You know, they'll just park it somewhere and ditch it.
So do you ever find a lot of these vehicles?
We do.
Randomly?
We do. You know, we'll find them off on a back road or somewhere like that, and we found them. You know, our best bet's to catch them.
Right.
You know, and that's the best thing to do.
Awesome.
So
we are here with Matt Gentry. We'll see if he'll stay just a few more minutes with us. And, hey, look, we're going to keep talking about the law because I found it very interesting. For Matt Gentry, this is Big D. We'll be back in just a minute.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better. Whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio. Welcome back. Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. You're listening to Understanding the Law, a show taking your questions about how the law affects you. A show that is a deep discussion on the most common topics that come up in a law office and how the system of law works right here in Coleman County. If you have a question about the law, give us a call here at the Live 95 studio at 256-737-9505. This program is made possible by the support of local Coleman attorney Melvin Hastings. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, once again, here's your host for Understanding the Law, Big D, Daryl Netherly.
Welcome back to Understanding the Law. Sheriff Matt Gentry is in the house with Danielle and I, and we've been talking about the law a little bit here on the last part and talking about the rodeo. So Danielle had a few questions out there.
Mm-hmm.
I guess one of them being sponsorships that we have for the rodeo. And I would believe, I'm not sure, that this would be a write-off for anybody that's a sponsor.
It is. It's a tax write-off for any sponsor that sponsors a rodeo. You know, we typically have in the number of 167 sponsors.
Wow.
And it can, a sponsorship can go from $25 to $2,000.
Okay.
You know, depending on what you want to do. It is the largest fundraiser for the sheriff's office that we do. one of the things that we decided, we have legislation that, that mandates what we can spend it on.
Okay.
You know, because it's in a discretionary account. So the legislation says that, you know, we can spend it on law enforcement purposes or donate it to like a school or something like that. So our rodeo committee, one of the things we decided to do was we have 31 schools in Coleman County that house special needs children. And so in those 31 schools, we give each school $500.
Wow.
So the last 2 years, we've donated $15,000 each year to the schools, $15,500 to the schools. So in the last 2 years, we've given the schools $31,000.
Awesome.
The first year, we were able to purchase the computers or laptops for all of our school resource deputies. They didn't have computers. Every one of them didn't.
Wow.
So we were able to do that. This year, we were able to purchase vest carriers for the deputies. When you see the deputies, look at what they're wearing, the ones that are in uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever worn a vest, it's very uncomfortable. It gets tight to your body, and it, you know, a lot of times, especially in the summertime, it just breaks you out bad because
wow.
it's so much heat on your
yeah.
body. And so we looked and researched, and we bought vest carriers for all the deputies. It looks like their uniform, but it allows them to unzip. You know, if they're sitting in there, they can unzip,
exactly.
breathe. And doing that, you know, it ensures that we keep vests on all of our deputies because, you know, we live in a different time, and we want to
exactly.
make sure that they're okay. The rodeo also pays, you know, we do a Citizens Academy. We do two of those a year. We do a Sheriff's Office Youth Leadership. You know, these are all community-oriented events. In the last year, we've taken over 500 people to the range, citizens to the range. And we do firearm safety classes, church safety classes. And all of that is paid for by the rodeo.
Okay.
The rodeo, you know, that way we can do all of our community events, and it's free.
Right.
You know, we don't charge anybody for it. So it's something that, you know, that we do with it.
That,
so.
Look, that sounds like a lot of money.
Yeah.
So you have to do well at that at that rodeo. So.
We do, and it's, like I said, it's a yearly work in progress, you know. And we, our goal with it is if you've ever seen our rodeo book, and I don't know if you got one yet or not.
Yeah, we've seen one.
We put them out. The deputies go to every store and all the businesses, and we put them out. That way our sponsors get 365 a day year coverage.
Right.
One of the things we do is, you know, like I said, the Special Needs Day, Chick-fil-A is a major sponsor for the kids. They feed all the kids. You know, Brandon Iron's a major sponsor. We actually have 22 major sponsors this year that help and they sponsor things for the rodeo.
Right.
So it's just a great time. And we invite our sponsors, especially on the Special Needs Day, we invite our sponsors to come and participate. To be with the kids so they can see the,
right.
the benefit of what
exactly.
they're doing. So,
and let me tell you something. That right there would bless your heart to be there.
It is.
It really would.
If you walk away and you don't have tears in your eyes, then something's wrong.
Crying my eyes out. I ain't lying. I don't care to admit it.
Yeah, no, it's you know, we have everybody from Mayor Johnny Dyer at Bailiton. He'll be there helping kids to other elected officials, to other mayors, to – you know, just people that care about our children.
Awesome. So what are some of the other things that your officers probably need throughout the year mm-hmm. That this funding may help, besides the vest?
Well, you know, we do vest. And like I said, you know, you're limited amount, you know, of money. But, you know, we try to use it for community-oriented events, things that will enhance the safety and security of our deputies, whether it be vest, computers, cameras, you know, body cameras and
right.
those kind of things, you know, enhance the safety of the community. You know, those are the kind of things that we use it for and we need, you know, because,
right.
you know, we live in a time, and I hate to say it, but, you know, if you see all of our deputies, you see this black box on their chest. That's not a bullseye. That's a that's a camera, you know. You know, and that's just society we live in today. I mean,
it's great.
You know, we have cameras in our patrol cars. We have cameras on our deputies, and that's just society that we live in today.
Just because I don't know, on the mm-hmm. body cameras, like, mm-hmm. do they stay actively running all the time, or can the officer turn it off, turn it on, or how does that work?
No, our policy is before you arrive at a call, you activate your camera.
Okay.
You know, so it's activated the entire time they're on those calls. You know, and that's good for the community. It protects citizens and it protects the deputies. Because a lot of times, maybe if somebody has a complaint, you just get, I can get on the computer, watch, boom, I can see the video, watch the video,
right.
and we can address any complaint, whether it's factual or non-factual.
But can you imagine how that has helped officers so much because of citizens saying, well, the officer done this to me, or the officer beat me or something. They watch it and like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, I had a mom that said that a deputy had cussed her son. Her son had got stopped, and the son had told his mama that, you know, I was late because I got stopped, and the deputy just cussed me out.
Yeah.
So I watched the video, and it was, the deputy was yes or no, sir. I mean, he was a pretty young kid, and yes or no, sir, and that kind of stuff, and there was never a cross word. So I called the mama, and I said, I want you to watch this.
Right.
And so when she left, she said, I'm going home, and I'm giving him a ripping. I said, well, okay. I just, you know, but it helps alleviate any problems like that. So, and it's a good tool.
It is.
So,
Matt?
Yeah.
You want to tell everybody about what hangs in the courthouse? Hangs, for several months.
Hangs Melvin in the courthouse.
Actually mentioned it. And hangs in the courthouse.
Hangs in, oh, the saddle. The saddle. I was thinking hangs in the courthouse.
All right. I don't know about the saddle. What is that?
No, we have we do a raffle on a saddle. And so we raffle off a saddle every year. And we'll give it away the night of the rodeo.
Oh,
and I'm just putting out this, whoever wins it, I will be calling you trying to buy it. I was able to buy the saddle last year. So, just because it's
a traditional thing for you that you, even though you raffle it off, you want to buy it back.
Yeah, personally, I want to buy it personally. And I've been, you know, the saddle last year, it rides well. I like it. And,
that's cool.
It's nice. And, 2015, I wasn't able to buy it back, but it means a lot. The guy that won it, it just means a lot to him.
I can imagine.
And it means a lot to all of us. But yeah, it's a good time, and just putting it out there, I'll be trying to buy it back.
So now are you still selling raffle tickets?
Yes. We'll be selling tickets the rest of this weekend, Friday and Saturday night at the rodeo. Okay. The saddle will be up there on a stand.
And how much are they?
$1 a piece.
$1 a piece.
$6 or $5.
$6 for $5. So we got this gorgeous saddle that you can win.
Yeah, for a dollar.
For a dollar.
You can buy one and win.
So, hey, that's all it takes is one.
That's all it takes. So no, it's a great time. So
I have been one of them guys, unfortunately, that, you know, my odds are, and I'll spend $20, $40, $50 on a ticket, and this guy next to me spends $1 and wins. I'm like,
that's right. Well, you just got to try the $1 method.
Yes. So, save some money. Do you actually do any participation during the rodeo as far as riding horses or anything like
no,
that?
No, we don't, because I'm usually, you know, interacting, seeing people, you know, out in the community, that kind of thing. So,
now, do you ride the wagon in the middle, like traditional?
No, we don't do a grand entry. And kind of the method behind that, some of the sheriffs, their posses will do a grand entry. So they come in, ride the arena. Well, I would rather, you know, we're out in the arena, I'm out in the arena talking, we do that. But for me, it's more important for all of us to be with the community.
Right.
You know, we're out with the community. I would, you know, that's more important than, you know, me doing a grand and all the deputies doing a grand entry.
Exactly.
And we would rather just be out with the citizens.
Now, so, I'm getting a question for if your child is under a year old.
It's free. It's free. Free. Yep.
Up to what age?
Stump me on a question. I think it's, I'm wanting to say it's 6 and under is free.
6 and under
Yeah,
free.
6 and under is free.
Thank you.
So, yep.
6 and under. Look, you sat there and I started asking questions. I had a question. I forgot what
I'm sorry,
it was.
I didn't mean to deter you, but
no, 6 and under is free. Yeah.
My audience is asking me questions. I have to make sure they answer.
All righty then. Well, there was my question. Dang it, we'll talk about something else. I guess we'll have to get back to the law or something.
So, but no, but it's a good time. It's a good time.
It sounds like it. And and just hanging out with all them people. Look, do you have any idea how many hands you shake?
No, I don't know. We'll shake one or two. You know, we'll shake one or two. So.
Did you have a question, Danielle? You're looking like you do.
Yes, since we're here. Daryl and I are discussing something. I got pulled over by the city.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was not really my fault.
That's, hey, Matt, that's what they all say.
I've heard that before.
The city cop will tell you that. It was not my fault. It was either
here we go.
Me speed across the road or get hit wide open.
Yeah.
And so I'm over at Daylight Donuts. Mm-hmm. Well, it was a city officer. Mm-hmm. When he gets out of his car, he comes around the rear end of my car. Of course, he already took my tag number down, mm-hmm. and I get mm-hmm. my license, registration, and my gun permit
yep.
out.
Yep.
Okay. And then, and he comes up and he touches the back of my car.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can take it from there because you know the rest of the story.
Yeah. So evidently now officers put a thumbprint on people's vehicle.
Yeah. We've all.
And look, I've never even yeah. heard about that.
Yeah. In the academy, that's one of the main things they teach you is when you walk up to a car, you touch it somewhere. That way, if something happens and.
Right.
You know, you leave evidence that you.
So, how long has this been in effect? Has it been several years or
years
something?
Years and years. And that was taught
no
me
idea.
In the academy, and I've been in a little bit over 18. So,
wow.
Yep.
Where have I been?
Yeah.
And then when we were discussing it, we mm-hmm. were, you know, and he said, "Well, if the car got stolen, or if you had your gun out and you started shooting at him, Danielle,
yep.
and they located your car, or you shot the officer."
Yeah, we would have the officer's fingerprint on the car.
Yeah.
That's right.
How neat is that?
Yep. Yep. And
how
you know,
neat.
We never really thought about that.
Yep.
I mean, I didn't mean to get pulled over, but it just happened.
Yep.
You know,
criminal.
Sorry.
Question is, did you
I'm
get
a
ticket?
Did you get a ticket?
No.
See,
of course
there
not.
You go. It was a positive encounter.
Of course not.
Look, I have to ask this because I'm probably going to be right, Matt. So how many people have said, "Hey, look, Matt, I got pulled over the other day. Dude, I wasn't speeding, I swear. Can you get me out of this ticket?"
Well, we get one or two, but I always tell them this. It's not important to know the sheriff. It's important to know the district attorney.
There you go.
We don't prosecute.
Oh, so. Me. I bet that is funny, though,
but
if you're
Daryl
a sheriff.
Got pulled over, and...
I broke the law.
He said he did a law show with Melvin Hastings.
Yep.
And the officer said, "Yes, sir, yeah, I passed that."
I guess it was improper passing Bailey-ton. I guess. I don't know. But anyway,
he was so slow now that it's...
See? Look, I wasn't speeding, though.
Yeah, my wife gets mad at me because I could have a horse and buggy in front of me, and I don't even pass it. I just stay behind it.
So.
That would drive me crazy, Matt, if I'd done that.
No, I just enjoy it. I can see the scenery and see...
Listen,
look, you know,
the thing that most people do not know about Daryl, the Lord help me, he's going to kill me. He has a little silent, no, to the exterior it's silent.
Yeah.
To the interior it's never silent.
Yeah.
Road rage.
No, I do not. I just don't like people to be anal and do 2 mile an hour in front of me or cut me off. I mean, I'm just like everybody else
and
is.
And not use the blinker. Oh, my.
Oh, my. Matt, that will drive me crazy, people that don't use their blinker. And like you see them coming from like 500 yards and go, all right, well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Last second, they turned out, put their blinker on.
See, you know, my method behind is if I drive slow, I can see more. And then I might see somebody doing something they
well,
shouldn't
true.
Be. And then,
it's true.
Yeah, you know.
It's good policy.
But look, I have always said, and I hate to admit it, okay, but I will. Coleman has some of the worst drivers I think I've ever seen in my life. I mean, that
listen
is the truth. let's just, I'm not down in the community. I'm not down in anybody, but let me tell you something. I've driven in Coleman since 1982, and I have seen some of the worst drivers in my life.
Look at it.
Well,
look at Melissa, guys.
Hey, look, the management staff of Live 95.5 has finally agreed with me upon my opinion.
Yes.
Well, I think what happens in today, and I think everybody's guilty of it, but we're always running late. Everybody's
we
running
are.
Late.
I'll admit that.
And we're
early.
We're a social media society.
Leave early.
Yeah, we're a social media society, and so... you know, it's just fast paced. Everybody's late. You have to watch people because they're doing this as they're driving.
Yeah,
you know, you know, it's just it's a different time.
It is.
You know.
Well, just so. Drive a stick like I do, and there'll be no social media because you got to shift gears.
That's right.
Hey, that is a good point.
But you know, I guarantee you, the average person could not drive a straight shift vehicle.
You know,
manual transmission. No, they
not.
Could. No, I mean, I grew up driving.
You're right.
I guarantee you the average person could not do that now.
Now, Matt,
what about the three on the column?
Oh, I know.
I know in all of your spare time you listen to Live 95, but have you ever heard this? Of course, I have to turn the computer up. Let's see. I'm out of practice.
Hey, Coleman. Here's a public service announcement from Live 95. That yellow light in front of you at the intersection? Contrary to popular belief, it doesn't mean speed up.
Yeah.
It means slow down and prepare to stop. Just another friendly reminder from Live 95.
Oh, my God, yeah. I never knew that.
I heard it.
No, I mean, in general.
Yeah. Can I tell you how we call
yeah.
the
yeah.
drivers?
It is true.
And we should probably make another one that says something like, just a friendly reminder, in order to legally operate a vehicle in Coleman County, you must have a tag.
Yeah. Look, man, that just ticks me off whenever I see a vehicle go by me that don't have a tag. I just want to pull them over myself and give them a citizen's arrest. Like
I don't think that's legal either, Daryl.
Is it not? You can't do a citizen's arrest anymore?
It would not be good to be a police officer.
Technically, you go up and swear out a warrant on them.
But I can't. So. Yeah, but it just ticks me off. I mean, come on. And I really think people that drive without a tag don't really give a rip.
No,
I mean, they'll be – look, Matt, I swear I see it every week in Coleman. Yep. I'm not lying.
I didn't start it. Y'all started it.
That's right. Oh, me.
But you know what? I tell everybody – I tell the other 66 sheriffs, there's nowhere I'd rather be than Coleman County,
look,
Alabama.
I love my county.
The greatest county in the state of Alabama.
I love my county.
So.
But I do like to joke around, though.
Even your cross the county.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Let me tell you something. Just the bottom line. There's no place like Coleman.
That's right. It's a good place.
And I love Coleman, and I've lived here most of my life, and I will die in Coleman.
Yep.
There's no doubt about it.
It makes two of us.
So y'all remember this whenever I'm talking from my heart and whenever I run for political office in Coleman the next time, you make sure that you vote for me. I will not be Judge Roy Moore or Doug Jones and do any mudslinging, so it'll be straight from the heart. You're listening to Understanding the Law with Big D, Matt Gentry, and Danielle. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
A chill is in the air. The leaves are falling. And that means the holidays are right around the corner. The holiday season is the best time to help out Coleman Charities while also getting that much-needed end-of-the-year tax break and maybe helping out your business as well. Consider sponsoring an hour of Christmas music with Live 95. Details are available on the Live 95 Facebook page, online at live95coleman.com, or email us at studio@live95coleman.com. Thanks for listening to Live 95. And we hope you have the best holidays ever.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Welcome back. Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. You're listening to Understanding the Law, a show taking your questions about how the law affects you. A show that is a deep discussion on the most common topics that come up in a law office and how the system of law works right here in Coleman County. If you have a question about the law, give us a call here at the Live 95 studio at 256-737-9505. This program is made possible by the support of local Coleman attorney Melvin Hastings. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, once again, here's your host for Understanding the Law, Big D, Daryl Netherly.
Welcome back to Understanding the Law. We'd like to just say thank you to Matt Gentry, Sheriff Matt Gentry, for dropping in studio with Danielle and I. talking about the rodeo this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. What an amazing thing that they do, and with the special needs children on Thursday. And it's just a great thing what they do for the community. And I appreciate Matt Gentry dropping in. What a great man he is. And always enjoy having Matt in studio. If you've never met Sheriff Matt Gentry, you definitely need to meet him at least once in your life. I mean, he is just one class act, and does an excellent job as a sheriff in Coleman County. There's no doubt. I mean, you know, we've had some, in my opinion, we've had some good sheriffs in Coleman County. But when Matt Gentry took over, I mean, you could tell he is doing his job 110% every single day, and he enjoys what he does.
Well, he's very passionate about what he does.
Oh, yeah.
And he takes his job seriously, and he's a real person. There's nothing fake about him.
Exactly. So, love having him in studio, and, of course, I love to joke around with Matt every time I see him. So he takes everything in stride, all my crazy kidding and joking around, and sometimes I'm not joking around. So.
Okay, honey, I have a request.
What's your request?
According to Melvin, we have to talk about some Alabama football.
Alabama football. So, look, the committee says that Alabama is the better team than Ohio State. Now, why did they pick Alabama? According to one of the panelists on the committee, he said that with Ohio State's loss earlier in the season to Iowa State, that done it. So that game right there, that one game, put Ohio State out and put Alabama in. You know, and as Nick Saban said the other day, it's okay if you have a loss early in the season, you know, but let you have a loss at the end of the season, well, then they want to hold it against you. And, you know, and I think it's always been that way, because if you're going down to the last week or two of the season and you're number one, you're number two, and you take a loss, hey, look, you're dropping down to number five or six possibly. And, yeah, that could do it for you being picked to go to the Final Four. So that is a very true statement by Nick Saban. So, I mean, you almost have to win every game. So I know the Auburn fans and Auburn University is disappointed. Ohio State is disappointed because they didn't make it. But you know what? Bottom line is you have to perform at your best every single week because, I mean, almost, I'm not going to say all the way because we know it's not true, but almost have to go undefeated in order to get to the Final Four. But now it looks like University of Central Florida is the only undefeated team now in college football, and they will be playing in the Peach Bowl against the Auburn Tigers. So, very hot, very fast offense that Central Florida has, and it's just unbelievable. So my question is, Danielle, can Auburn's defense hang with that fast offense, high-scoring offense of Central Florida? I don't know.
I believe they can. I think last week they failed. They did not play to the best of their ability.
No, of course they didn't. But let me tell you something. That defense on Alabama, it was hot. And you know, a week or two prior when they played Georgia, their defense was on their game. And they were very impressive. But as I say, any team can get beat on any week. And we've seen that with Syracuse when they beat Clemson early in the year. Who would have ever thought that would have happened? Not me. But you will see these upsets. You know, Troy beat LSU. So you never know. Some of these smaller schools will come in. and it's just like the LSU game, you know. LSU always, with every team, they want an easy school to play during homecoming. Why? Because you always want to win your homecoming game. So LSU pays Troy $1 million to come play them. Here's $1 million. Come play us. Why? Because we know we're going to beat you. And they end up getting beat. So not only did you pay the University of Troy $1 million to come to LSU to play, but they beat you too. How embarrassing is that?
So what are your predictions?
What's my predictions? Alabama, odds makers, Las Vegas right now. Alabama's favored by one over Clemson. I don't know. Clemson is playing their game. If Alabama rolls in and plays anything like they played against Auburn and or anything like they played against Mississippi State, Alabama could get beat easily. That's the bottom line. Whether you agree with me or not, that's your opinion. But me sitting here watching these games, Bama's got to step it up. Can they beat Clemson? Of course they can. But we're going to have the offense firing on all cylinders for them to beat Clemson. Now you've got Oklahoma and Georgia, number two and number three, facing each other. That's going to be a good game. We've seen what Georgia done in the SEC championship and how they were fired up, but Oklahoma is not slacking either. They're just a good football team. So that, to me, is going to be a great game. So now you ask yourself, well, what happens if Georgia and Alabama wins? Well, to me, that's the ultimatum. Two SEC schools in the national championship fighting for that title. That, to me, would be the ultimate, and I would love to see that. It's just, Kirby Smart left the University of Alabama, went to Georgia, first year, mediocre. Second year, he comes out strong. I mean, he is, you know what I say, and I'm being funny, but to the Georgia fans, he's God right now. Oh, my God, this guy has come in here and has done a tremendous job for the University of Georgia and won the SEC title. So now going for a national title. I mean, I'm sure at the end of the season, Georgia's probably going to offer him another extension, probably to the contract that he has right now, plus he'll get a raise. I mean, you know, he's already going to get a big bonus just by winning the SEC title, and if he wins that national title, oh, my goodness, what a bonus. So he's just doing an excellent job. Lane Kiffin, he's doing an incredible job. Won the title for his area down in Florida Atlantic. So, look, I'm kind of agreeing with some other people. Could Lane Kiffin be coach of the year? This is his first year at Florida Atlantic. First year. And he's out there just doing an incredible job. And, look, let's just face it. All colleges want Nick Saban's assistant coaches. And that's just the way it is. And even right now as we speak, we have several schools out there that's inquiring about more of the assistant coaches right now and the defensive coach at Alabama. So,
don't you think Nick Saban's one proud papa?
Oh, yeah, he is. I mean, you know, and Nick Saban, he's a one of a kind, offensively and defensively. And as you see, he will have words with his offensive coordinator and his defensive coordinator. How many times have you seen him yell at Lane Kiffin on the sideline over the last few years? Literally screaming his head off at him. But in the end, I know Nick Saban, he enjoyed Lane Kiffin being at Alabama. And Lane Kiffin, he done well calling the plays. And as everybody knows, the true Bama fans, you would always see Lane Kiffin throwing his hand up during the play, doing the touchdown, throwing both arms up, because he knew at the beginning of the play that they were about to make a touchdown, and sure enough, it happened. So he could read the defense on what they were going to do as soon as that play started and where them guys started going. He knew it was going to be a touchdown. So met myself, you know, I really wasn't happy when Lane Kiffin came to Alabama, but he ended up doing a good job. So it was a bonus for Alabama. I know a lot of Alabama fans don't like Lane Kiffin, but he really done a good job, in my opinion, and my opinion is all that matters to me. So, you know, and as time goes on, we're going to see what happens here at the end of the season. There's been so many coaches get fired, and so it looks like Florida State's probably losing their coach, and he's going to Texas A&M. So, you know, Arkansas firing athletic director, coach, nobody at Tennessee. And as a matter of fact, I don't think nobody wants to go to Tennessee. Let's just.
You're so bad.
I mean, nobody wants to go coach Tennessee. I mean, now they've already had one or two, I guess, to bow out.
Daryl doesn't want anybody to go coach Tennessee.
Look, as far as I'm concerned, they can keep Butch Jones and hire him back. But, you know, I mean, here I guess they hired Phil Fulmer back as the athletic director at the University of Tennessee. Hey, wait a minute. Didn't you fire him a few years ago? And now you're bringing him back as the athletic director? What's up with that? I mean, who does that? So, Fat Phil is back in at UT.
Daryl Nitter.
And we are going to see what he does. Oh, me personally, I never liked Phil Fulmer and I've told the audience before, I didn't like the way that Tennessee done Johnny Majors when he was in the hospital and fired him and brought Phil Fulmer on. And I know it's all politics and stuff, but Phil Fulmer rats out every other college out there for recruiting violations. And I think he may have got caught up in one or two himself, but yeah, I was happy to see Phil Fulmer leave Tennessee. But unfortunately, seriously, for the University of Tennessee, they've had zero luck with the coaches that they've hired. The Dooley kid goes over there and just does a horrible job. And Lane Kiffin goes over there, you know, and bails out on the team one night and catches a plane and goes to California. He's hired by USC, hangs out about 2 years, I guess, and USC doesn't like Lane Kiffin, fires him. So Lane Kiffin then comes to Alabama. So, I mean, Tennessee's had zero luck. I mean, look, why don't you just go ahead and hire Peyton Manning as your head coach at Tennessee and go ahead and bring him in, because everybody loves Peyton Manning, okay? So I don't know why they don't just do that. I think that would make life easier, because everybody in Tennessee loves Peyton Manning. So do that, be done with it, and hope that he does a good job. Because, number one, Peyton's probably made so much money in the NFL, he probably doesn't even need any more money. But if they put about $3 or $4 million in his pocket every year to coach University of Tennessee, he'd be a happy man. So there's my advice to you, Tennessee. Go ahead and hire him and be done with it. I mean, his whole family is in it. I even read something the other day that his little brother is thinking about retiring from the NFL. So we will see about that. All right.
Okay, so you and I got some projects going on with what's happening in Coleman, with our supporting our local merchants here.
We do, and we're also doing some, if we'd like to reach out right now to some small business owners about doing some sponsorship here at the radio station with some Christmas music. So you can get with Danielle on what's happening to Coleman. She'll tell you about that. What's happening to Coleman is just, I mean, it's just growing leaps and bounds every single week. We've got new sponsors coming up, possibly like 5 in the very near future. If you might, I don't know, should I tease him or what?
Go ahead and give him a shout out.
So Big D gets to meet the one and only Shane Quick the other night at May's Food Hall. Really great guy. That was the first time that I've met Shane Quick, and as you know, he is over Rock the South. And so met Shane over at May's Food Hall, and Danielle and I ate over there at the pizza place. Really good pizza and the old, what's that called? The stone oven or something like that. Whatever you want to call it. I forgot what the name of it is.
Says? Is that it?
I forgot what the name of the... Well, I was talking about the actual oven itself.
Oh, the actual oven.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, look, great food over there. So Shane Quick had spoke with us about... We're actually advertising all 5 restaurants on what's happening to Coleman pretty soon. So if you've never been to May's Food Hall, wow, it's amazing. You actually have a swing in the middle of this, so you can actually sit in a swing and eat your food. And I walk down to the end. They've got some cool video games down there. And what's the other one that I like to do? The ball that, you know, that you roll down.
I don't know where you. I don't know.
Ski ball. That's what it is. Ski ball. So they have like 2 ski balls down there, and I love that. By the way,
they have darts, and then they have the PlayStations.
So it's really cool. So, yeah, I'm giving them a free plug, by the way. But if you've never been there, it's right there in the Warehouse District. Excellent food. You'll really love it. So make sure you go by and
And Shane's doing amazing work in this town. A lot of people do not give him the credit where credit is deserved. And he is a super duper guy. He's very quiet.
He is.
He's not pushy, like a lot of people think. He's a good businessman. And he approaches you in the manner that you receive him in.
Well, Danielle, it doesn't matter who you are or what you do. You're gonna get bashed by everybody some reason. And you know what? For the amount of work that he's done with Rock to South and has grown that event is unbelievable. And the money that he's made off that to give exactly to all these nonprofits in Coleman. So, you know what? If you're a big basher. And that should be insane.
And negativity will go nowhere. Him to take that old building, and I know throughout the process I had talked with you about it, and you were like, what's going on over in the warehouse district? And I was telling you. But when we went together and ate, and you were like, wow.
Yeah, it was
amazing.
He took
that old building, and he made it amazing.
So, look, from Big D to Shane Quick, buddy, you're a class act. There's no doubt, and I appreciate everything that you've done in Coleman. It's just amazing. Well, we are going to end up this session, and we may be doing a pre-recording of the Big D Radio Show this week, and it'll still be on air Thursday.
And on Thursday, I will be at the radio, live broadcasting
live broadcast.
From 10 o'clock.
10 to 12.
12.
Jay and Danielle will be up there doing a live broadcast at the Coleman Ag Center on 31 North. And I think the gates, it's from 9 to 1 on
Thursday.
For our
special needs kids.
Yes.
And we have a caller coming.
Incredible time. So don't forget, check us out next Tuesday. Marvelous Melvin Haston will be back in studio with Triple Threat. Until then, we will see you next time. God bless you, and most importantly, God bless America. We'll see you next time.
Good show, honey. Good job. We did really good. I got to be like a... Cray cray girl. You go in.